Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lillian Ogazi. Being away from your child is one thing, but having your child kidnapped without hope of seeing them alive is another. Now, this was the fate of parents of the kidnapped Kuriga student in Kaduna State. 16 days in captivity without their parents, the rescued children were set to reunite with their parents, and the parents, on the other hand, highly expectant to hold their children once more. Unfortunately, all hopes were dashed as the Kaduna State government failed to reunite the children with their family as promised on Sunday. But what exactly happened? My colleague Muslim Muhammad Yusuf, who witnessed it all, tells us.
What happened yesterday actually was a long day and waiting from both media and parents of the victims, the authorities, police, army, among other officials. After waiting for hours, I guess more than 10 hours of waiting at the government house in Kaduna, the Kaduna government told the parent of Kuriga victims that the children could not be received yesterday. But the reason for that was not made known, so people had to leave and go for other activities. Although the officials of the government house refused to speak to the media, we were able to get some parents and the community leaders to speak to us.
My name is Jibril Gwedebe Kuriga, Tafidan Kuriga.
You have a child?
Yes, I have a child.
What's his name?
Aisha.
She was kidnapped there?
She was kidnapped with them. She's among those that were kidnapped.
So, the government say they have traced your children. What is your comment here?
Really, they said because they have informed us, they called us and they told us the children are now with them. So that's it's a true story. But we've not seen them yet. But they promised by tomorrow they will hand over the children to us, so that each children or each student will be handed over to his parent.
How do you feel?
In fact, we are feeling happy. You know? For you losing a child for this long period of time. So you, once they said he is back, you ought to be happy, actually.
There was issue of Deyi Ramson and others. Can you share more light?
No, we are not, actually. We have not heard anything of that.
Now that your children is back, what effort are you making sure that they continue going to this school without having fear, intimidation, or anything related to peace security in the area?
Now, with the presence of the security now in our area, so we're going to use the security so that they should be mounted around the school, so that our children will go back to school. We're happy that we have over 60 of them now, but before we had no single security officer. But with their presence now, we're going to use them to see that our children are back to school.
Thank you too.
So there was no much details about the numbers of the abducted victims. Some numbers are saying 137, while others are questioning where are the remaining 150, because the figures were mentioning 287, although one of the victims died in the captivity, but no much details about it. And the governor held a security meeting with the commissioners of security, the community leaders and emirs of Benin, Gwari and the likes, with the police commissioners and the GOC of the military in Kaduna to get more details. And after the meeting, the officials did not speak to the media, as I said earlier. So, but according to what we got, the victims are there with the health officials, are checking their health status, although there is no evidence on that. But what we got on the ground, those victims are with the at the hospital, although we don't know which hospital so far. And from the look of their faces, the parent of those victims, one can say they left there disappointed without seeing the children and without any reason. The government said, although maybe the reason is not disclosed to us, the government said they should come this Monday, which is today, to receive the children. And when they got that information was around after 4 p.m. yesterday, after long waiting. Even the press wanted to hear from the officials, but all the effort, we could not reach to anybody that can talk to us, as even the governor proceeded to launching of other vehicles to security agencies, not even mentioning something about Kuriga. But the officials are saying that those victims were rescued from Zamfara while on their way to Kaduna, and the remaining 150, according to some sources, have been separated to part of Niger, which they will continue negotiating with the bandit. And they were unable to disclose their sources, how they got this release, how they released the victims, how they negotiated. They were just mentioning the office of the National Security Advisor and applauding him, thanking him for his effort. And people of Kaduna were really eager to see when the children would arrive, as many stakeholders filled in the government house to see when the victims will come into the government house. And even the emirs. And so these people were left with no option than to go back disappointed, as they came anxiously waiting to see their children. And there were no reason for not disclosing the whereabouts of the children, whether they are in Kaduna or coming from Zamfara or in the barrack or in the hospital. According to the heads of the communities, the governor of the state had a meeting with them and has this to say.
That was Muslim Muhammad Yusuf there speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're looking at how the parents of the kidnapped Kuriga student failed to reunite with their children. Before we went on break, we heard from my colleague Muslim, who told us why exactly parents failed to reunite with their children. With the swift release of this student as compared to others, does it mean the fight against insecurity is intensifying? Dr. Yahuza Getu, a security intelligence and investigation expert, tells us.
Well, I see the swift action of the Kaduna State Government and the government of President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, as well as the office of the National Security Advisor and other security chiefs, as highly commendable. And this really exhibits the commitment based on the statement made by the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Grand Commander-in-Chief of Armed Forces, that is President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, that he is going to do everything humanly to ensure that these children are rescued unharmed. Yes, of course, people continue to ask the question you asked, that if really the government or the security agencies have the capacity to swiftly move into rescuing these children, what happens to others? Well, I think it's a testing ground, and I think the Minister of Defense, Malam Badr Abubakar, have made many statements and have made many positions that as describe the instruction of the president, and how they are working hard to ensure that they provide required equipment and gadgets, and also build the capacity of the security personnel, the military and other paramilitary, among other security agencies, to ensure that they have a better tactics and better technology and capacity to deliver their mandate. Well, for the other victims that remain in captivity, I want to assure you, and I want to assure the public, that the consultation is really going on, and necessary procedure and proceedings are being set. And I hope Nigeria, under the President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, will sustain the status quo. The efforts being made by the Minister of Defense, Malam Badr Abubakar, as well as the State Minister, that is Abdullah Mutawalli, as well as the other security heads, under the coordination, the supervision, the monitoring by the National Security Advisor Malam Nuhu Badu and his team, it is very clear that something better is going to, more results are going to be documented. And I want to tell you, you know, these are children, these are pupils under the age of 6, 10, 12 and so on. So really that is why a lot of concern has been given on them. And a quick attention and the swift efforts have been made. And I really encourage Malam Obasani, and I commend him, because I want to tell you and I want to tell the public that since the kidnapping of these children in Kuriga, as well as those subsequent kidnapping around Kajuru and other places in Kaduna State, myself, the Commissioner for Security and Home Affairs, Malam Samuel Arwan, as well as the governor, executive governor of Kaduna State, Malam Obasani, and the other colleagues, we have not really had a sleeping opportunity. We have been working hard, and we thank Almighty, and we thank all those who participated directly and indirectly in attaining this result. And I'm using this opinion or opportunity to rebuild the confidence of the public that we are going to do more, and we will continue to push. And we understand the importance of working together, collaboration, partnership, and we are going to cement that, and we are going to do more, and we are going to improve on that, and we are going to get more better results.
That was Dr. Yehuza Getsu, a security intelligence and investigation expert speaking. Well, God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.